pizza, you smoothie, me ice cold pizza, cafe ole, latte da, you do the Zumba, but I do not, give me like half a marathon, I'll give you the gospel of St. John, hits me like a wake up bomb, cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Hello world, top of the morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, the anointed voice. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspirations and Voices of the Nations. Good morning, by man Deesa with Toby Mac opens the show.
In Christ there is no east or west, in Him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents Prayers of Acceleration. Prayer for accelerated vision and implementation. Father, in the name of Jesus, the spirit of delay and every hindrance is evicted from every area of my life. Release a spirit of acceleration. Flood me with vision. Superimpose your divine plan over my life. Increase my ability to discern. Let me hear accurately and see clearly. Let me set the pace. Be the standard of excellence, blaze a trail to do great exploits. Lord Jesus, help me to recognize open doorways in my life where the enemy would try to come in. Cast down the high places that hinder me from fulfilling your purpose, completing your assignments, and giving birth to the destiny you place within me. In the name of Jesus, I quench every ungodly word spoken against me. I decree that every curse, every lie, and all negative words spoken against me that try to abort my destiny is null and void. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in my life. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. Let God arise and my enemies be scattered. Forgive me for any unbelief, fear, and doubt. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and I lose hope against hope. I decree and declare that the heavenly conversation about my future and my success will come to pass. This day, I boldly declare that you have come for my words. In the name of Jesus, I release the quick manifestation of promises, acceleration of favor, sudden miracles on every side. Dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses. Release generational blessings and wealth. No weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop me from pleasing you in everything I do. Weapons may form against me, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, send your angels to roll the stones away, blocking any of my financial wealth and spiritual blessings. From this day forward, let your blessings overtake me. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up. Lord, send laborers for the work, the project, the assignment that you have entrusted to me. I will be a good steward. Release new ideas, new ways, new thoughts. As you shift me to a high dimension, Lord, I thank you. Your word says that you will do a new thing in us. Stir up dormant gifts and talents to be used for your glory and honor. If you are for me, then who can be against me? There's nothing too hard for you. I thank you for giving me the ability to lead, to manage, and to negotiate with excellence. I thank you for divine elevation. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the spirit of error. In the name of Jesus, I bind confusion and chaos. Grant unto me wisdom in every area of my life. I thank you for revelation and more spiritual understanding about matters that I couldn't understand before. Let me have and walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron speedily. Lord, accelerate the manifestation of your word. Give me the treasures of darkness, the hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you for this is my set time for favor and transformation. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous praying. I say yes, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Prayers of Acceleration, Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
The Morning Scripture, Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. The word of the Lord is blessed on this morning.
And we heard from the Martin singing, In Christ There Is No East or West. And our next song, our next inspirational selection for this morning is The Only Name by Big Daddy Weave. And then we'll go right into our morning teaching. I'm starting off by going over the Toolbox series. And we're going to just do part one on today. Then we'll hear Great Is Thy Faithfulness by Troy Sneed.
That matters to me. The only one whose favor I seek. The only name that matters to me. Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me. Is the name.
Yeah.
My short lesson for this week and for the next couple of shows is the two-box series. So in this week, I'm just going to begin the two-box series by just doing lesson one for you, and then we'll continue on future episodes of Top of the Morning Radio Show. Today, I have a question for you. What's in your toolbox? Lesson one. In lesson one, we are going to open the toolbox and identify your tools. And today's learning outcomes from this lesson is to identify the tools in your toolbox that you can use for the upbuilding of the kingdom and for the glory and the honor of God. Let's open the toolbox. My proposed definition of the toolbox is this. It's our God-given natural, unique gifts and talents within us, waiting to be used or sharpened. I am not speaking of the spiritual or practical serving gifts here, although the stirring up and exercising of those gifts enhance your natural gifts. So again, my proposed definition of the toolbox is our God-given, natural, unique gifts and talents within us, waiting to be used or sharpened. God assigns gifts and talents to us. We should use these tools to build the kingdom. What's in your toolbox? So let's open the toolbox by reviewing four biblical figures who had special tools. The first example comes from Genesis 4 and 21, and it reads as thus, "And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and organ." In this family's toolbox was the ability to handle string instruments, and the word handle can be interpreted in many ways. Let's go to the second example, Exodus 35, beginning at the 30th verse. "Then Moses said to the Israelites, 'See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic crafts. And he has given both him and Aholiab, son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with the skill to do all kinds of work as engravers, designers, embroiderers in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn and fine linen, and weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers. From this short story, we see that one was able to create and design, and the other was able to teach." Let's go to the third example, Jeremiah 36, beginning at verse 5. "And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, 'I am shut up. I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore, go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth.'" We see from here that Baruch had the ability to write in a precise manner what Jeremiah had instructed him to write. Fourth example comes from the New Testament, Dorcas, reading from Acts 9, verse 39. "Then Peter arose and went with him. When he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them." Dorcas had the ability to create and to sew. What I just read were just four biblical examples, biblical figures who had specific tools, natural ability, and use them for the kingdom. How do we identify our tools? Remember, we're talking about the tools in our toolbox, which are natural gifts and talents. So that's why we started out by reading about Jubal in Genesis. And then in Exodus, Moses talked about what the Lord had given to Bezalel and how he was filled with knowledge and wisdom. And he also gave him Aholiab. For what I'm going to propose, this morning to help you remember this acronym about how can you identify your tools is the word KISS. Yes, the word KISS. Let's go through this acronym. The letter K. Know your family history regarding natural talents and skills. Just think of known families who have professional singers, professional athletes, or actors. It was in their toolbox. Jubal was the father of all such as handle the heart and organ. The letter I stands for this. In all your ways, acknowledge God. God will guide you. That's, of course, in Proverbs 3 and 6. The letter S, the first letter S. See yourself using those tools. Get the visual in your mind. The second letter S. Sanctify yourself unto God. Consecration is a voluntary dedicating of oneself to God without reservation. Ian Baum said it like this. There's a separation of oneself unto God, a devoting of all that he is, and has the sacred use. Scripture reference, Leviticus 20 and 7. Basically, what we did, just begin the toolbox series, which is a very short series, only three lessons. We just gave you the basic first lesson, and that was we opened the toolbox. And again, the definition of the toolbox is just our God-given, natural, unique gifts and talents within us waiting to be used or sharpened. And of course, once we stir up the spiritual or practical / serving gifts, this certainly, of course, will enhance the natural gifts. And so God does assign gifts and talents to us, and we must use these tools and gifts and talents to build up the kingdom. And all of the natural giftings within us, I'm calling those tools. And we're looking at this series like this, looking at our toolbox. What is in our natural toolbox? So today, this morning, we just used those four biblical figures as examples just to demonstrate on what they had in their natural toolboxes. So I hope you enjoyed the first part of the Toolbox series, and we hope that you tune in again on Top of the Morning radio show to listen to the completion of this series, part two and part three. Be blessed. And you're listening to the Top of the Morning radio show, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning, morning, new mercies I see. All that I need is thy hand has provided. Grace, oh Lord,
hi, this is Dr. Faye Maureen. Follow me on social media. My social media handle is Dr. Faye Maureen. That's right. Across all social networking sites, it's one word, Dr. Faye Maureen. DrFayMaureen. My blogs or my GoTellit weekly electronic newspaper, my book Breadcrumbs, and spoken word CDs can be easily accessed via my mobile app for iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Just type in I am Dr. Faye. My mobile app handle, once again, is I am Dr. Faye, or you can type in Dr. Faye. You can always visit Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble for the book, or CD Baby, iTunes, and Amazon for my prayers and additional spoken word products. Thank you for your support.
Our morning interview, our guest interview this morning is Mr. Doug Sandler. Please enjoy.
And we are so happy to have on the Top of the Morning Inspirational Show with us this morning, Doug Sandler, and we're just so happy to have him. And Doug has over 30 years of business experience as an entrepreneur and in business. His book, Nice Guys Finish First, is a number one ranked Amazon bestseller. And we're going to talk about this on this interview this morning. He specializes in making connections, building relationships, and strengthening bonds both inside and outside organizations. But don't let the Mr. Nice Guy tag fool you. Doug has entered into many high-level negotiations and is anything but a pushover. His speaking and consulting business is geared towards improving relationships and winning business through his time-tested relationship-building system. In the high-tech world, we live in Doug's program, will allow you to put high touch back into the equation. So welcome to the program, Doug, and thank you so much for being with us on this morning.
Well, Dr. Faye, thank you. And just a couple of brief things. First of all, your reputation precedes you, and you are truly an inspiring professional yourself. That's number one, first and foremost. And secondly, thank you for reading that introduction just as my mom had written it, so you did a great job.
No, it's all good. It's always very interesting to you know, interview so many different people because they contribute so much. And many people in my listening audience have shared with me that they gain so much from the different people who have come on the show. So just talk to us about this whole thing that most people say nice guys finish last. Why should we believe that nice guys finish first? And then if you even want to add anything more to, like, the bio that I read, you can do that as well.
Well, no, I think you did a great job of embellishing everything on that bio. That's terrific. I've been so fortunate to meet so many wonderful people like you, Dr. Faye, through the promotion of this book and all the other works that I've been able to generate over the years. I would say that if the approach that nice guys finish first is not the approach that many people take, meaning that they feel like nice people finish last, then I would say that look out, because the tides are changing in today's world, which is hugely technology driven today, social media and the internet and everything else that's going on online, that consumers really are doing a lot of the research, the facts and figures themselves. And the only thing that's going to separate the successful people tomorrow from the people that are coming in second place, let's just call them second place, will be the relationships and the connections that they establish. And how can you make a connection if you're not a nice guy? So nice guys are going to finish first. It's just a matter of now the timing. When is that going to be the majority of the time?
Wow. So you're saying that the whole connection piece, and kind of be having somewhat of a pleasant disposition of being nice, is something that will help you in terms of the corporate world. Now, do you think that the corporate world is really ready for, quote-unquote, nice guys, nice people to be part of the hierarchy?
Well, I don't know if the corporate world is ready for it. I'm hoping that they are bracing for it, because it's about to take hold. Most of the C-level, the C-suite folks right now are in there. A lot of them are male, and a lot of them, I would say, in their 50s to 70s, and old school. They're not in a bad way, but old school philosophy is that we're going to lead through intimidation, and they're not necessarily going to lead in the trenches. The new CEOs, the new CFOs, the new C-level and C-suite folks are going to be a younger breed, a generation to come that is they're technology focused. They understand the importance of social media. While they do have their head down a lot, and we think that they're ignoring us because they have their head in their phone all the time, they're actually interacting with customers, with coworkers. They understand the necessity of building key relationships and building connections rather than just connections are no longer going to be made in the country clubs like they were decades ago. Connections are going to be made through social media.
Wow. And you're listening to Doug Sandler on Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. You said so many great things, so many just meaty things just then. And I got the visual when you said how the younger generation, how they may have their heads down on their phones or on their tablets, but they are making connections. And it's this whole idea of social has taken on a different meaning. And the whole idea, even friend, has taken on a different meaning and connecting.
Yeah.
So with the message you're given, what would you say is just your overarching messages that you're trying to share with the world with this kind of nice guys finish first?
I think what it comes down to, Dr. Fay, is that relationships and connections, and I've already used those two words probably several times, but relationships and connections are key. Without those things, we are going to be lost. People are doing their research nowadays online and researching everything through Google and search mechanisms and through social media, through Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. They're doing all the research. So really the only missing component is connecting their product with that person, and that is going to be us, the people that are representing our company. It's going to be how quickly we can change on a dime, how we can change the rules to fit our customers. How quickly we can respond, if we're being truthful in our response, how are those reviews being interpreted through either social media or Google or Internet or however people are getting the information. I think the problem is going to be this. I see this as the next wave of issue, and I'm not trying to create a problem where one hasn't started yet, but I think I've already seen the beginning of it. The people that are so focused on just building connections and building a list and a network, but aren't really willing to really engage. Engaging is the next level of issue that we're going to have. People need to engage, not just connect and not make build a huge network. You can have a network of 500,000 Twitter followers, but if you don't connect with any of those people, it's still outbound marketing, and you're not doing anything to build a relationship.
So I like what you said, the whole idea of engagement and how, and I think it's so true. I think the focus probably has been quite a bit on that whole piece, the outbound marketing and being established, and I think we are headed in that direction of engaging, and I think people will be looking for instruction, like some of the instruction you're giving us on this morning, as to what is the next steps, what should we do. At least that's what I'm seeing, because I think people are trying to engage, and you're right how things have changed. They've changed so much. So what are some of the mistakes do you see being made now, and how? What advice would you give us in our listening audience of how we can fix them and give us some direction?
That's great. Well, I have a free program. Believe it or not, I don't want to sell anything
free?
To and I know people like that word free. I have a program called the NG30, the Nice Guy 30. And just so you know, when I use the word guy, I'm using it as a gender-neutral term.
It's just a cuteism,
I guess. Both men and women can benefit, and no matter where you come from or what your background is, these programs are universal. So I have a program. It's free. It's available on my website, which is DougSandler.com, and I'm sure, Dr. Fay, you'll promote that on your link as well. But the NG30 is a program that basically says, I'm going to return all my phone calls. Now, listen, as I'm telling you these things, these are five things that are not rocket science. These are five things that just people seem to miss out on.
Okay.
You need to return your phone calls. You need to return every email, answering every question in the email. You need to deliver on every promise that you have. I mean, it's amazing that people just don't deliver on every promise. You need to be on time every time. So that's number four, being on time every time, 15 minutes late for an interview. Can you imagine if I showed up for this 11 o'clock call at 11:15, what chaos that would ensue as a result? It would push everybody on their schedule back. Everybody's
right,
schedule.
Right.
And then the final thing, the thing that I really separates, I think separates us from those that are doing this program just normally, would be reach out and connect with two people a day that you have not communicated with in 30 days. I wrote a post. I'm a writer for the Huffington Post. I have a column with them, and I wrote this column called 24 Seconds That Will Change Your Life. And in that column, I explained that if you just reach out with two text messages a day to people that you have not communicated with in 30 days, you're going to start building these connections. I've been doing this for the last 15 years, and every day I get countless messages from people all over the world just saying, hey, hope you're having a great day, XOXO, or something like that. And it's just great. So those five things are key in order to really institute a major change. And there's nothing that I said that was rocket science.
No, No. And again, you're listening to Doug Sandler, Top of the Morning Inspirational Show. This is wonderful. And I listened to what you said about connecting with two people. Dana, would you say would social media also count? Let's say if you have not connected with a certain friend on social media, because sometimes we tend to interact and engage with some of the same people. Would that count as well? Maybe send like a wonderful greeting, like, hey, how you doing today? Do you think would that also kind of be part of your program mix?
I would love it. I mean, for me, I think any time that you're reaching out to someone that you haven't communicated with in a while, I think it's a wonderful thing. I think that it further builds communication and connection. I speak all over the country about this program, and when I start my speech, one of the first things I say is, hey, I'm about to talk to you for about the next 45 to 60 minutes, but if there's only one nugget of information about two-thirds through my program, I'm going to give you this two-minute tip that you can take care of in 24 seconds. If I could just give you that tip, get off of that stage, and then leave, I feel like I would be doing you justice.
Yeah.
Just doing that one little nugget, because people don't pick up everything. I think the only issue, Dr. Fay, that we find today is that although people are doing this connection thing, this 24-second thing, this two text messages or through social media, people are not, they're not in the game. Their head is not in the game. Oftentimes, they'll use technology as a way to hide behind, as a roadblock between them and their customer or them and their coworker. Don't use it as a roadblock. Use it as an enhancement to build your relationships.
Wow. And I'm telling you that really, to me, that really, really is a nugget. So tell the audience again how they can kind of find this program, whether it's on your website. Tell them the name of your book again and how they can get your book, because I think these are just, like you said, it's not rocket science. And you are so right just about returning calls and answering emails. Excellent point. So give the audience your information again.
That's terrific. Well, they certainly can reach out to Amazon.com and get my book. And we've been very fortunate with the book 9 days after hitting the book charts, the book selling roster. The book went to the number one new release on Amazon in the business section. So I was very, very happy to have that.
I found that this
message is a time that's come. So Amazon.com would be a way. The name of the book is Nice Guys Finish First. There's a couple of books by that title, so make sure you look for the one by Doug Sandler. The other guys are nice, too, but this is my book, so this is the one I'm promoting. The other way that they can get to me is directly on Twitter, which is at DJ Doug, DJDOUG. They can reach out to me directly on email at doug@dougsandler.com as well.
Yeah, thank you. So are there any additional information or parting thoughts you want to leave with us before we end the interview on this morning?
I just want people to know that as you're going about your daily activities and your daily routine, all you need to do, when I used to leave the house when I was probably 8 or 9 years old, I was raised by a single mom, and my mom used humor as her way to raise us. And I think that one of the things that she would say, and it's still in my brain over and over again, even at a very young age, probably, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, she would say, Dougie, be nice. And my entire philosophy, my entire business program, and that was 41 years ago. I'm 50 years old. But so 41 years ago or so, that message was planted in my brain. And when you don't have money and you can't buy your way to happiness, and who can ever do that anyway, the philosophy overwhelming is be nice to people. It's free to be nice, and watch what happens. It's contagious. You smile and the world will smile with you.
Wow! And you're right. Just be nice. It's funny because today I always use Instagram. I kind of use Instagram, as I call it, my fun account, or to cheer people up. And one of the things I'll do, like on a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday, I'll give like a very cheery morning message and say just smile or be nice. So you are so right with the whole idea of nice guys, finish first, and it's just a wonderful concept. But we certainly want to thank you for being on the show with us on this morning. And again, the audience, he gave you his information. Go to Amazon.com and look up his book, Nice Guys Finish First by Doug Sandler, or try to follow him on Twitter. And I think you certainly be satisfied. Thank you so much again, Doug, and I'm sure we'll be in touch.
Dr. Fay, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
The morning gospel selection comes from the late, great Pastor Andre Crouch singing Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Oh.
you're listening to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, sponsored by Dr. Faye Maureen Radio. And now Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents 90 Seconds of Inspiration and Voices of the Nation. Voices of the Nation guests on this morning, Apostle Faithman Agweda from Nigeria, speaking on the topic, Uncommon Manifestations, Part 1. And then Apostle Leroy Woodside from North Carolina in the United States, speaking on the Seer Realm, Part 1. And these are just short tidbits of each message. Enjoy.
Permissions and proof. God ultimately grants permission to carry the anointing for certain assignments. You earn permissions as you master specific tasks. Mastery requires fasting, prayer, service, humility, patience, reading, and studying the Word. Hunger for all things God. Until He signs your permission slip, don't go where He hasn't sent you, and don't overstep your spiritual permissions. Remember, from the book of Acts, the seven sons of Sceva. Proving ground. Preparation for future assignments. When David fought Goliath, he didn't use Saul's armor because he had not proved them, 1 Samuel 17:39. As we know, King David grew to be a ferocious warrior. With us, as we move to higher levels in God, He will present a situation or circumstance where we will have to prove a new set of armor and weapons, thereby enhancing our skill set for future assignments. For example, if God has anointed you to be used in miracles / healing, He will challenge your faith with a proving ground experience so that when your assignment comes, when you have positive experiences and outcomes with miraculous circumstances, it will lead to future positive outcomes. How did you receive the prophetic word spoken to you? When receiving the word, there is a process where you filter or process it or test it. However, as you do this, remember God's ways and time is not our ways and time. His soon or quickly is not what we think. War a good warfare with the word, as Paul instructed Timothy. When the word is close to manifestation, God will send additional signs, signals, and messengers to let you know to hit it. That's my term. In prayer and fasting, you may receive three separate prophecies in one setting. Handle each differently. Here's a practical point. If someone says you will receive a promotion, inquire of God as to whether it is spiritual or natural. Then, if it is natural, perhaps you may need to apply for jobs. Meditate on the different promises and remind God always. Write or record what was said to you, exactly as it was said. So just a thought, how did you receive the prophetic word? Dr. Faye Maureen Radio presents Selected Thoughts from the Kingdom Life Series.
There is an army rising up, calling all Kojic saints to volunteer for the Missions Army. Bishop Vincent Matthews and the World Missions Department request your assistance. There is an assignment for you. Follow Kojic World Missions on Facebook or go to www.kojic.org. website and click on Ministries and look for the Missions icon. Thank you, and we look forward to your support.
Henry, we have been coming to this prayer line and we'll pray and we'll speak God's word and we'll receive revelation. Today is going to be the last day of the meeting, and I want to encourage you to just listen and your life will never remain the same. Hallelujah. Now, today we'll be sharing on uncommon manifestations. The Lord said to me, this is the season for my people to experience uncommon manifestation. Uncommon manifestation of favor. Uncommon manifestation of blessing. Uncommon manifestation of the healing power of God. Uncommon manifestation of the wind of the Spirit. He said, this is the time for uncommon manifestation, uncommon favor, something that is not common, supernatural preferential treatment beyond your human imagination, and the Lord begins to do great and mighty things. In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, that's one of our key texts today. Ephesians 3 verse 20, it said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all the things in our hearts according to his power that worketh in us. He said God is able to do. What is God able to do? God is able to do exceedingly. He's able to do exceedingly beyond our human imagination, beyond our human thinking. He said God is able to do whatever situation around your life right now is subject to the authority of God's word. I want you to understand that God's word is greater than any need. God's word is greater than any challenge that can oppose your dream or destiny. God has a great plan for you, and the plan of God for your life is greater than every limitation. The plan of God for your life is greater than every limitation. So Ephesians 3 verse 20 said, now God is able to do exceedingly. What is the project before you? What is the vision or the goal or something you want to achieve or accomplish with your life? The word of the Lord has come and said, now God is able to do exceeding. God will exceed your expectation and you will experience greater manifestation. God will exceed your expectation and you will experience greater manifestation. God will exceed your expectation. Whatever the expectation is, I hear the word of the Lord coming, I will exceed your expectation. Our God is not just a God who gives us our expectation. He is the God who exceeds our expectation. I said God is not the God who just gives us our expectation. He is the God who exceeds our expectation. And God wants to exceed your expectation in this season. He wants to exceed your expectation. What is your expectation concerning your job? The Lord wants to exceed your expectation. He wants to exceed your expectation concerning your dreams and vision. In Ezekiel 37 from verse 1 to 12, the prophet Ezekiel received a word from the Lord. In Ezekiel 37 from verse 1 to 12, the prophet Ezekiel received a word from the Lord. And what was the word? Can these bones live? He said, the hand of the Lord came upon Ezekiel and said, can these bones live? It is likened to a dead marriage. It is likened to a dead business. It is likened to a dead career. To someone whose life is not moving according to the plan and the agenda of heaven. And the word of the Lord came to him and said, can these bones live? I can't see anything. What can you see, Ezekiel? And he said, can these bones live? And Ezekiel responded. He said, thou knowest the Lord. Can I say this to you? Whenever you trust God, you place limits on the potential of the enemy. I said, whenever you trust the word of the Lord, you place limitation on the potential of the enemy.
Welcome to the Supernatural University. This is Leroy Woodside. And this Sunday morning in our church, we talked about the seer realm, the seer, S-E-E-R realm. It's kind of interesting to talk about it because first I want to talk about the foundations of the prophetic. This whole teaching has been talking about opening up portals, and the foundation of this teaching is understanding the prophetic. And let me just start off with laying out some principles about the prophetic so you can understand what it's all about, and then we'll get into the seer realm. First, let's talk a little bit about what prophecy is. The Hebrew word to prophesy means to flow forth, and it implies the meaning to describe bubbling forth like a fountain or springing forth. And the Greek word gives the meaning to prophesy, meaning to speak for another. When you prophesy, it's supernatural revelation. The voice of God in any given situation. And it brings forth edification, exhortation, and comfort. That's what 1 Corinthians 14:3 says. Edification meaning to build up. Exhortation meaning to call near, and consolation or comfort means to cheer up. There's three realms that you kind of operate in when you understand the prophetic. First, it's the spirit of prophecy, which is mentioned in Revelations 19 and 10. It says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And then the second level is the gift of prophecy, which is spoken about in 1 Corinthians 14 and 3, the gift of prophecy. And then, of course, the third level is the office of the prophet. And everyone is not called to that, but there are certain people that God has been raising up from your childhood to the office of the prophet. So you have the spirit of prophecy, the second level, the gift of prophecy, and the office of the prophet. The spirit of prophecy has to do with the environment being saturated with the presence of God. And, the Bible says the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And all true prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. It comes from him, and it draws people to him. And that's why you kind of get involved in the spirit of prophecy many times in a church service. It'll come on someone, and they'll just be able to prophesy under that spirit. And the gift of prophecy, the purpose of that gift in the New Testament church is for those three purposes that we mentioned earlier: edification, exhortation, and consolation. And then the office of the prophet has to do with the Holy Spirit giving you a grace gift. And we call it a grace gift, or a gift, which means in the Greek, the word charisma means it means that you have the favor of God on you when you receive something, not based on your merit, but it's just a divine empowerment by the Holy Spirit. So the spirit of prophecy, the gift of prophecy, and the office of the prophet explains the prophetic. And we're going to get to the seer anointing, but I just want to lay some foundation for you this evening, because you need to know that God is always speaking, and Jesus is called the Word of God. That's how much God is speaking. Jesus is called the Word in John. He lives within us, and he's always speaking. The Word of God says in Psalms 45, O Lord, my Lord, my God, are the wonders which you have done in your thoughts toward us. There is none to compare with you. If I would declare and speak of them, there would be two numbers to count. You see, every believer is prophetic to a certain degree. A believer is prophetic simply by just knowing Jesus.
The Salvation Appeal. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you saved? Are you born again? John 3:3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Four simple steps to salvation. I call it the four A's. Acknowledge that you are sinner. Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Agree with John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Then you need to ask Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins. As far as east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. That's from Psalm 103. And then just accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge that I have sinned. I believe that you sent your Son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. I ask for forgiveness of all of my sins. Forgive me, Lord. I accept the Lord Jesus into my heart and into my life as my Savior. Thank you for saving me today. And we seal this prayer by the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Churches, ministries, small businesses. Do you need assistance with social media content creation and social media campaigns? Just contact Go Tell It Communications Consultant at gotellitforhim@gmail.com. The email again is gotellitforhim@gmail.com. That's GOTELLIT, the number 4, him@gmail.com. Thank you so much.
And we thank you for listening in to the broadcast on this morning. And we thank you so much for your support. And we just want to say until the next time, promote God, the gospel, and good things. Top of the morning to you as Karen Clark Shea takes us out singing a little bit of Braid Up. Be well.
Okay.